Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, that's Boston. Long time. Yeah, it's been 10 years. It's been a long time since we've had devastation like we've had today in Afghanistan. That would have been 2011. And I do believe Barack Obama was president. Oh, whoops, isn't he still like Joe Obama? You're listening to this 15-minute version of Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Awaken America. It's time to awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We need to save America now. This is crazy stuff, okay? Now, I thought ISIS was eliminated. ISIS is taking credit for this horrific bombings in Kabul today. We lost 12 of our service people so far. It's only, 3:15 in the afternoon, Central Standard Time, and is anybody going to be accountable for this? Are they just going to keep playing politics with this? 12 of our bravest lost their lives today, okay? Lots of people are injured, and this is early reports. This is devastating. Come on, America, we have to stand together. We have to unite. Because they're going to be here. They will be here. And our sons and daughters can't keep losing their lives for terrorists. These people are terrible. They can care less about you. They want power. They want control. They want their shitty Sharia law everywhere, okay? And we've got to speak the truth, okay? We have to speak the truth. We have to call our quote-unquote leaders out. And we have to pray. So let's start with the Yasha. Get to the Yasha prayer for us. Father God, oh God, you see the heavy burden, what is going on right now, God. And God, we ask that you expose the truth. You keep your hand of protection and provision on our service members, Father. Please don't let these folks who lost their lives be in vain. We do know what the enemy means for evil, you will use for good and for your glory. Father, please just help us. Help our country heal. Please, God, make people accountable, God. God, just expose the truth. You're a miraculous God. So, yes, I am praying with a heavy heart, but your word tells us to be not afraid. And prayer and supplication and believing. So, God, we pray to you. We come to you. Please, God, heal these families that just lost loved ones today. Bless the children. Bless the wives. Bless the mothers and fathers that lost their loved ones. And let's be real. Let's call this what this is. This is a lack of leadership. This is failed leadership. This would not have been done over peace through strength. A President Trump would not have experienced such devastation. It's the weakness that President Joe Biden has perpetrated, and he's got Americans' blood on his hands. How many more are going to die? How many more? This is horrible. So the Dow went down today, too. So, God, we ask you to lead, guide, and touch us. We ask for your wisdom and discernment. Yes, I am a little discombobulated right now because I'm trying to listen to breaking news and I'm trying to pray. And God, you know my heart. I want to do the right thing. God, just let the right people start getting into office. Amen. All right, friends. Sorry about that distracted kind of prayer. I just can't even believe that this is happening. I mean, I really, really hope the Democrats take their responsibility for this, because it's clearly on them, their failed leadership. And who's ever in the military, these people, that's all I'm going to say. All right. You know what? I have to also remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. So this is a great country, and we're great people. And things will work out in the end. And the globalists, be damned. People will see it. This is going to really, God, these poor people, these poor families that lost loved ones because of the failed leadership, because of the Biden administration. I mean, you know, I can't believe it was 10 years ago. It was under Obama that we got a test like this. I mean, doesn't it say something that failed leadership, Democrats, are not good for our country and for our safety? People need to wake up to that. Anyway, this is not going to be a long show. I just had to go ahead and, you know, my heart is aching right now. My heart hurts for these families. My heart hurts for those who lost their lives and those that are still there. Because this has got to be so hard. It's got to be frightening and devastating for them. And I can't wait to see what the president's going to say today. Probably going to try and blame Donald Trump. That's what they are good at. That's what they do. That's how they roll. They like to blame others for their ineptitude. That's what losers do. I'm just saying. God. Joe, you should have just retired and been a happy person. We need a strong leader. We need peace through strength. God, please send us some good leaders that are not war hogs. Trump was not into, like, nation building and all that stuff. Nope. Anyway, all right, well, we've got 7 minutes here. Let's do the day of Jesus calling, and I'm sure there'll be a good word here for this 26th. Trust me, in the midst of a messy day. Oy. That kind of fits, right? This is from Jesus Calling. Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. Your inner calm, your peace, my presence. Yeah, nice. Need not be shaken by what's going on around you. Though you live in this temporal world, your innermost being is rooted and grounded in eternity. When you start to feel stressed, detach yourself from the disturbances around you. Wow. This is so valuable. I mean, tell me this isn't the Holy Spirit just going, bada bing. Instead of desperately striving to maintain order and control in your little world, relax. Relax. And remember that circumstances cannot touch my peace. Seek my face, and I will share my mind with you, opening your eyes to see things from my perspective. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. The peace I give is sufficient for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We needed that today, I tell you. Friends, just keep praying. I mean, obviously, we've got wars, rumors of wars. We have pestilence. We have crazy weather. I mean, I guess there's a new hurricane coming up the Gulf. Oh, the Supreme Court did uphold Trump's stay in Mexico thing. That's pretty cool. Let's see if Biden will follow it. You know what? God will use this for good. People will get back to him through this. And God, just show us what we got to do to make things better. That's all. Friends, this is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And it's a sad day for our country. It's a very sad day. But we have to remember, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. That's Edmund Burke. We have to all do something. We have to, each one needs to reach one. Each one needs to teach one. We got to talk to people, let them know what's going on, and absolutely pin the tail on the Democrats. Because guess what? The buck stops there. He even said so. God, it's terrible. And all this Big Brother stuff. Oh, yeah, Illinois will be under lockdown soon. You mark my words. We're going to be, he's got a statewide indoor mask hole thing starting Monday. Yeah, Pritzker. Yeah, that 700-pound job of the Pritzker. Yeah. Doesn't everybody want to take, like, health advice from, like, an obese, disgusting billionaire? These people. Pritzker, why don't you spend some of your billions and get some airplanes in Afghanistan and get people out? I know there's a Pritzker Military Museum. You know, they did some good things. Not the whole family is not stupid like him, from what I gather. I don't know. But, God. You know, and please listen to Frank's speech. Mike Lindell's onto something. He's exposing the truth as far as all the voter fraud goes. But, you know, we need to be well, be blessed, be free. We need to be that change we wish to see. It's true. And we need to awaken America. We need to awaken people to their personal power. We need to be empowered. We need to know the truth. And we are the voice of truth here at Awaken America Media. This is Carolyn Parisi. I know this is like a goofy, short-ass show. Not a lot. I mean, there's just too much going on, and I want to really pay attention. So peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. Here's a little Boston. Ciao. We'll catch you next time.